When someone comes to you with a story that seems to, let's call it, stretch the boundaries of reality, there are a few reactions you can have. You can doubt and dismiss what they're telling you, or you can stop and ask yourself, what if what they're telling me is actually true and actually real? The next guest is here with one of those stories. Death is often called the time your lights go out. This man had quite the opposite experience. Yes, he saw the bright light, the tunnel, and a lot more. Learned a lot more, too. He also came back with the lessons which he shares in his book, Health Revelations from Heaven and Earth, co-authored with cardiologist Dr. Stephen Sinatra. We say good morning to Tommy Rosa. Good morning, Tommy.
Good morning. How are you today?
Thanks for being here today, and it's healthrevelationsbook.com to get your copy. Learn more about Tommy's story and some valuable insight. And before we get into the story, let me give you the mechanics of the book. It's Tommy's story, which we're obviously going to get into since Tommy is here, and some input through the medical side and spiritual side from Dr. Sinatra, no relation, by the way, and the wind up each chapter with some bullet point ideas for you to incorporate what's written about and talked about in each individual chapter. But let's get down to the basics of your story. Talk about the day that, well, like I said in the intro, most people would say your lights went out, but it got bright real fast for you, didn't it?
It sure did. So one evening, I was coming home from work, and I usually used to rewind at night and go unwind and go down to the store and get what I needed, something for the house. And that night, I was going for a loaf of bread. And I went for that loaf of bread. I had to cross the street to get to the store. And I crossed the street. I was ran over by a car going 40 miles an hour. And then I was pronounced dead when I was 40 years old. But during that time, I was knocked dead, and I went through this beautiful white light, going face first through this beautiful tunnel with white, pink, blues light, and some sounds of a humming sound with some frankincense smells. And it was so beautiful and so peaceful that I didn't want to even leave this beautiful light. It was so good. Then all of a sudden, I find myself laying on the floor looking up in the ceiling, and I'm totally paralyzed. Can't move an inch. And this is when I start to say, wow, something's different about me. I don't know what it is. And then all of a sudden, I was able to stand up. And when I stood up, I seen this beautiful ball of white light coming at me, and it was a man. And the man had a white robe, a halo, a beard, and a beautiful brown hair. And he says to me, hello, Tommy. Now I know what's going on. Something's different. Because the man wasn't speaking through his mouth. He was speaking through his mind. And I heard him in my mind. And my question was to him, why am I here? And he says, he learned about life, love, and health. And my answer back to him was, why me? And he said, why not you? And that's how the story started.
Now, in those experiences, well, first of all, you were in the coma physically. How long were you in the coma?
About two and a half weeks.
Okay, because that adds a little credence to the length and the detail, which you, I guess, have your own book of revelations with Health Revelations from Heaven and Earth. In that realm that you were in, did you have any physical sense about you, or... Because we're spiritual beings, we just walk around in this thing that we borrow for a short period of time. Was there any physical sensations that you had in that realm?
Well, what was amazing was my body looked the same. When I went to touch it, it wasn't there. My hand went through my hand. But I can still feel, smell, touch, which was really amazing. And everything was heightened. Like everything you've seen was the blues, the pinks, are all so much more vibrant where I was. Even the emanating of love off of everything. Everything has love there. Unconditional love. The flowers, the air, the plants. It all emanates that love. And that love is what gives you peace and calming.
Now, I know we just met, and for those listening, they know I'm a great person of faith, but I ask this as the doubter, which I have to do as part of my job. When you came back to this realm, knowing the condition that you were in and that they were pumping you with morphine and whatever else they were pumping you, and these memories or this experience is lingering in your head, did you start to doubt it and think, okay, that was just a real crazy trip I was on?
Well, it's very interesting you say that because I thought I might be going nuts. And I was afraid to tell anybody because I thought they put me in the loony bin. But one day I was going to this grotto in the Bronx where I used to go as a kid because I'm blind in my right eye and my left eye got more powerful to see. And I stepped in water one day and my footprint turned to a crucifix. And that was like the confirmation that my story was correct, among other things that were happening. That's in the book, too. Those are stories, too, like Miracles of the Grotto, it's called.
Absolutely. We're talking with Tommy Rosa, along with Dr. Stephen Sinatra, the authors of Health Revelations from Heaven and Earth. Website is healthrevelationsbook.com, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. And you bring about points of the revelation, connection, faithfulness, vital force, grounding, the body temple, positivity, self-love, and purpose. Talk about the difference between grounding and connection. Because, again, someone's looking at the table of contents, they're thinking, well, you know, for the layperson, it's not getting into details. That seems like repetitive, but without connection, it sounds like everything else that follows is just not going to be a possibility.
Well, it was really interesting. I learned there was that each and every one of us are connected to each other through ourselves and through God's divine love. So what I was experienced there and I was told is that if you're having a bad day, the person sitting next to you can have a bad day also. And it just keeps multiplying. So if you're having a positive day, that positive energy will bring it on to other people too. You know, you ever go into a room where you feel the person's negative energy and you want to run away?
Yeah.
That's why we're all connected. And a perfect example was when the miners were rescued in Chile, right? Everyone was so happy, right? Because we're all connected. Or 9/11, when it was sorrow, everyone went to church. Like the masses just go and do the same thing. I mean, I don't know about you, but if you think about somebody and all of a sudden they call you, that's because you were connected.
Sure, or even maybe this is a close relation to what you're experiencing. When people have what they think are dreams of someone who passed away visiting to them, someone taught me a long time ago that it's actually the person coming back to you to visit because you have something you're in need of learning, and that person is the best messenger for you to learn it from.
That's very true. So we learn different things from different experiences. And when I was in this coma state, I was taken around all different places in heaven and shown all these different revelations. And I was really concerned about, why am I learning this? I was a plumber. And now I can look in your body and see what's going on just by looking at you. That's how I met Dr. Sinatra. He was at a conference, and I went to the conference, and he asked anyone had any serapeptase, and my wife had packed it for me that morning, which I didn't need, and I told her not to get it, but she still brought it. And then out of 100 people, he asked if anyone had serapeptase, and we had it at everybody, which was a miracle to begin with. And then I go over and speak to him. I said, wow, by the way, your hip really hurts. And he had an operation, like a hip replacement. He says, how do you know that? And I said, some spirit told me. And that's how we became friends.
The idea of self-love, again, that runs counter to even what someone who is a person of faith is. We're supposed to, at least some are taught to love others more than oneself, where therein lies the problem or the misunderstanding. Love someone else as you love yourself.
Which is interesting about that commandment, love ourselves as others. I learned in heaven was that we have to love our divine self through our human consciousness. And that's the divine self that's in heaven. That's our neighbor, is ourself. When you love yourself, your neighbor is loved and you can love others. If you're putting yourself down, you're not going to have that energy to love others.
I've been talking with Tommy Rosa, whose book is Health Revelations from Heaven and Earth. The website is healthrevelationsbook.com, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Now, even with the experience, and again, for you listening, if you believe it or if not, nevertheless, even if it was a dream, be honest with yourself, it would, you would think, have a positive influence on you. But for yourself, Tommy, in the aftermath, you had a stumble and a fall.
Yes, because I'm human.
Yeah, and maybe that was part of the lesson, too, just a little tap on the shoulder.
That was exactly part of the lesson. And it was because I wasn't keeping myself in balance. And that's what, and I wasn't loving myself enough. So I totally crashed. And that was my lesson to learn. And I think it's also to let other people know in the book is that when we're going through something, we're changing, that it's okay to fall, and we learn something from it to correct it. Because we're not perfect. Nothing's perfect in this dimension.
When someone comes to you, whether it's through something like this or just through normal, just daily conversation, they go to your website, maybe email you, and they say, come on, Tommy, what are you trying to pull here? Because, you know, mechanically speaking, part two of your book would be fine as a standalone. The wraparound of parts one and three about your journey as well as your path to transformation, you could have even left that out and still had, I think, an educational book. It wouldn't have been the spiritual book that you wound up having it to become. But when someone comes to you and says, come on, Tommy, what gives here? What's your way to open up their minds more?
Well, I believe this experience happened to me so I could be the everyday man to get the message out. There was another person who was a doctor who had a near-death experience, and he was to educate doctors in the near-death experience. And I really think we're having all this near-death experiences with people because there's so many more books than mine. But we're all going through this to have people understand that there is a life after the body dies. And we really don't die. Our body dies, but our spirit lives on forever.
And for those who say they walk in faith, and if you're doubters of Tommy's story, what's the definition of faith? You believe in what you can't see and can't touch because you trust it.
Correct. And I've seen things happen in my life that just amazes me how the things happen. I mean, even meeting Dr. Sinatra, how the book was even put together, how people came into my life different times to all be part of the puzzle to get the book out.
Oh, yeah, and people dismiss things like that as coincidences, but I say to someone, if you think that way, get a piece of paper, draw a line down the middle, start doing those little five groups of hash marks, and just count the steps of things that you had to do, and then count the steps of things someone else had to do for something to come together. And when you look at all those little hash marks you make on that piece of paper, you're not going to call that a coincidence.
That's correct. Now, Dr. Sinatra says in the book that when he met me, it conquered his fear of death. And I met him to help my heart. So we both had a reason to become together. And I really think my heart issue came so that I could meet him to help fix my heart and also to help him with what he was doing on earth. Because a lot of the two revelations that I was learned about, he was doing on earth, which is really amazing.
And having read Tommy's book, Health Revelations from Heaven and Earth, I could tell you, too, that it'll help you connect strongly and more strongly if you're a person of faith with the ideas and the tenets of faith and overcome the weight of fear and find a greater level of positive, which we're all capable of. And we're our own wet mops when you get right down to it. And we put more weight on ourselves than we believe others do place upon us. And what Tommy writes about through his experiences and through his philosophy, and what Dr. Sinatra adds from the medical and the emotional side of things, you get a path. You won't be going through the white light in the tunnel, but you'll be going to a path to someone who'll have a more greater foundation, stability, and as Tommy writes about in Health Revelations and from Heaven and Earth, a greater grounding as well. HealthRevelationsBook.com is the website. Get it because if nothing else, it makes you think, but it'll also help you see a path to a greater you, stronger you, and a more positive you as well. Tommy Rosa, thanks so much for being here this morning.
Thanks so much for having me. God bless you.